And you know what? I think so. When you talk about like being assertive, when you talk about just like your emotions, I heard this another Instagram quote. I am not responsible for the way I make you feel. That is not my job. I don't like if I want to be assertive, I can be assertive. If you want to cry after that interaction, if you feel upset or whatever, sure, like let's talk about it. I don't want to like not talk about it if I made you feel a way, but I'm not responsible for managing your feelings.
Yes, and I'm not.
Yeah, I
I
think,
love that.
yeah.
I heard that before, and it was like, I am not, what did it say? I am not intimidating. You are intimidated.
Yes.
And I was like, this is so, because we're taught that, right? Like, oh my gosh, like you're so intimidating. People can't even talk to you. You're intimidated.
Girl, I could write a book and like
Does
going
this mean
back
I
to
need to
like,
turn down my light because like you're afraid of it?
yes, exactly.
No, I don't have to. You need to learn how to stand in the sun.
That's another good quote.
And
Oh, I'm gonna use that. Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Confessions of a Single Dog Mom. I am your host, Shayna, and of course, never too far from me is my co-host, my 4-year-old French Bulldog, Luke. All right, guys. So, in that anything goes convo, my friend and I were talking about being assertive. And I don't know if you've dealt with this, if you're dealing with it, what have you, but I have a lot to say about it. So, I can definitely do some talking on this, which I will later on in the show. But for now, let's go ahead and get into hot dog topics. It is time for this week's hot dog topic. Hot dog topics is current events, but make it relatable and make it about dogs. All right, guys. So a few weeks ago, I want to say a few weeks ago, Young Miami's new podcast, Carisha Please, took us by storm when she interviewed Diddy. They have been rumored to be dating, and she cleared a few things up on the Diddy interview on her podcast when she asked Diddy, what we is, and she told him that they go together real bad. So that was hilarious. I did watch the whole interview. It was a pretty good interview. And then last week she came out with her second episode where she interviewed Kevin Gates. And I will be very honest, I had no clue what I was getting into. Like I just kind of like was bored over the weekend and was like, okay, I'll just watch this interview. I didn't know this man had an album that came out. I didn't know what he was promoting. I didn't know he was dating this girl named JoJo. Maybe I didn't know him and Drake had broke. There's a lot going on. Kevin Gates has a lot going on. So she got all into his business, and it was a thoroughly entertaining video, like thoroughly. And so if you haven't watched it, I would say watch it. I was cackling, like this man is so funny. And like that's just the highlight of the entire her podcast episode for me is the fact that it was just funny. And and he even said like at the end of the interview, he was like, this was a good interview because like he said people are usually so scared to ask him questions. Like, they just ask him normal like interview questions, but she was like towards the end of the interview, y'all, I want to say like the last 30 solid minutes of the interview, when they were just talking about sex and it got really, really detailed. So he even thanked her for the interview. He was like, no, like, thank you, because nobody ever like really just lets me be me, So I liked that. You could tell during the whole interview that he was just being him. He brought, he brought her goofiness out because, and they had like a really good rapport. A few of the things that he that really, sat with me, and I was like, okay, throughout the interview, well, first of all, again, he's just funny. Like he was dancing around questions. She tried to spend some time, just being nosy, which of course a good interviewer would try to, get in there and get that information. So, she asked him, like, what's up with you and Drake? Like, are y'all together? So he has this song. He did a freestyle for Super Gremlin. And in the freestyle, I guess he said like a few things like about how Drake, it seems like he alluded to her having an affair with a personal trainer. I don't know. I listened to the song. It's my I like Kevin Gates. I think you know, the songs that he releases that come out on the radio are great. But past that, I this is not my particular genre of music that I listen to. So like, the song is very long. I tried to listen to it. I did hear him say the thing about the personal trainer. And I also heard him say that something about how there was a lie and that he was protecting her. And then I guess people are spinning that, making it seem like she's lying and he's protecting her. And like, so anyway, she was asking him him those questions, and he was just like, he would dance around those questions so good. He would just like kind of, he would make it, you feel like he was answering the question, but he really wasn't. So that was just hilarious. He talked about how he likes to bathe his women in sea salt. He strictly does not have sex with a woman before he bathes her. And so he got really detailed into like, you know, the cleansing process and how that's very serious for him. He said that, you know, at the end of the day, he could not be having a bad dick report in these white people's streets. That is what Kevin said. he also talked about his semen retention, and that's like this whole thing. And, you know, he loves sex. He loves sex, and he obviously, not only does he love it, but he does like a lot of preparation for it and likes to keep himself very clean and the woman very clean. So again, he has this whole thought process on semen retention that he says works for him. He also admitted that, you know, his favorite thing to do in the bedroom is he loves when women pee on his face. And I'll be honest, like, I just believe him. I don't believe that he would have any reason to lie about this. I completely believe that he's telling the truth. And so, and I know that's a kink, right? I know that people enjoy that. Yeah. He likes a woman pee in his face. I don't know about you, but me, I don't know how I would feel if a man asked me to pee in his face. I don't think that personally I would be able to do that, but it gets him off. So good for him. He said that he definitely fucked his cousin. That is a thing. He did that. He kind of didn't care because they were having good sex, and he, in his defense, didn't find out until like his grandma told him like later on. So, and let's see, what else did he say? He said that, oh, another question he danced around was like when Carisha asked him about if he cheats, and basically he answered the question. He answered a lot of questions with questions, like, but he basically said, like, you know, he wouldn't care if his girl cheated on him. Therefore, he wouldn't think that it would be a big deal if he went out and had sex with somebody because she could do it too. So that was kind of like his philosophy on being together. And he was like, what is marriage anyway? Like, he just kind of just got really philosophical there for a minute. One thing I didn't say about the whole super gremlin thing that he was talking about Drika with, I do like the fact that he said, like, you know what? That's my person. That's my best friend. I'm going to protect her. And I think just like, as someone who has gone through marital issues, like, it is nobody's business. So I think that, you know, him being a celebrity, he's in the limelight, right? Like, he definitely cannot avoid these questions when they come up. But I think that he really did a good job at protecting her and being like, bro, this is like none of your business, you know? So again, all in all, really good interview, kept me laughing. I was cracking up. He had Carisha cracking up. Like, but one thing I do like about that she did is she went with it. Like I said, they talked about sex for a long time, but I think that that was like the sweet spot. And she realized that he really enjoyed talking about sex. And she just like, okay, she was like, all right, cool. So what's your favorite sex position? And like, what about this? And what about that? And like, she just went with it. So I think that, based on this, and also like the Diddy interview was funny, but based on this, I do like the way that, you know, she interviews people. She seems really cool. She seems like, you know, she's non-judgmental. She just, I just like, and she's beautiful too. Like, I never really looked at her like that, but Carisha's beautiful. I didn't know this. Hold on. I was going to say I'd give the episode a 10 out of 10. However, I would have to give it a 9.5 out of 10. So you guys, this would not be Hot Dog Topics if we did not make it about dogs in some way. The only thing I have here to make it about dogs is the fact that bitch means female dog. And I just do not like the way that Kevin refers to women as bitches. I don't like it. I will slap you. Like, I cannot have you sitting here in my face calling me a bitch. I can't. And so I'm pretty sure as far as like his own, you know, the way that he kind of like spins things around, I'm sure he would have his own philosophy about like why, you know, why I call women bitches and it's like a term of endearment and blah, blah, blah. I will slap you. Do not sit in my face and call me, but I wouldn't have been able to do it. And for the women that he deals with, I don't know how they do it. So yeah, I just didn't like that. And I don't care. I don't care what the reason is. I don't care if Carisha wasn't offended. I would have been offended if I were her. So before we get into my weekly confession, I do want to let you know how you can support and keep up with us during the week. So if you have any questions or you want to share your opinion with the podcast, email us at hello@singledogmom.com. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at The Single Dog Mom. Visit our website, blog, and shop, www.singledogmom.com. And right now, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, do me a quick favor. Tap that 5-star rating if you love the show. Thank you. All right. Assertive. Adjective. Having or showing a confident and forceful personality. I think there are many ways to assert yourself in different experiences throughout life. Today, though, I'm talking to women in their 20s and 30s. So the woman in the workforce that's been talked to about her attitude, her body language. What you would describe as confidence often gets mistaken for attitude. So the woman who's nervous about salary negotiations, knowing that you had a larger number in mind, but you accept the job anyway. You say, I'll just get in there, work hard, and earn a raise. They'll see my work ethic, and then they'll pay me what I'm worth. So the woman who doesn't want to make a big deal out of it. I'm talking to any woman who grapples with the notion that they are being too assertive, as if it's a bad thing. I'm talking to the women who wish they could assert themselves more. I've been on both ends of that spectrum. I'm no expert, but what I can share with you today, as a woman who has experienced both sides of that spectrum, who can confidently say, yeah, I can be assertive, absolutely, is that assertiveness is a tactical skill used when needed, just like many other skills are. So, in short, my message today is about, yes, be assertive, be unapologetic, be you. Stand in the sun. Don't dim your light. So, you know, I only try to talk about things I've been through. So a lot of these examples come from personal experiences about how assertiveness has shown up in my own career and in personal relationships. So recently I came across a few different memes that really hit home for me. One said something like, I'm not responsible for managing your feelings after you interact with me. And another one said something like, your perception of me is something that you've made up and doesn't have anything to do with me, or like something like that. So in the anything goes convo, you heard my friend say another good one. I'm not intimidating, you're intimidated. And I really think those are key when we talk about being assertive. So for example, let's act like we're in the workplace. I'm your manager and I walk up to you and I say, hey, I want to be on time for month end. Can you have that ABC report to me ready by Friday? And I walk away. Now, let's say later down the line, you and I develop a relationship outside of work. Maybe we go to happy hour once a week or something. And you say to me, Shayna, you're so cool. I remember I used to think you were such a bitch. I ask why and you say, well, you used to be so mean. I remember that day you walked up to me and said, be sure you have that report done by Friday. You just said it in such a bitchy way. So this is the feeling management that I am not responsible for. What would have been a better way to ask for a report? Let's run through some scenarios. I could have said, hey, I know you're super busy, but is there any way you can have that ABC report ready by Friday? I could have said, hey, what are you working on? Why aren't you working on the ABC report? You know it's month end and you know I like to take the weekend to review it. Or I could have said, since your ABC report usually has a lot of errors and you always turn it in at the last minute, Have it done by Friday so I can review it. The point is this. No matter how you say something, it could have always been done a different way. I think that's the most important thing to keep in mind when you assert yourself. Don't worry about how someone else would have liked you to say it. As long as you're not being flat out disrespectful, if you choose to be assertive, that's okay. Remember, we want to think of assertiveness as a tactical skill, used whenever it's needed. So you thought I was being a bitch when I asked you a direct question. That's the way you're choosing to perceive me. I think the stigma around being assertive is twofold. First, you have the people who don't want to assert themselves because they fear they'll be perceived negatively. Let's take salary negotiations. I've had this conversation with multiple people. Even though the salary they were offered is lower than what they expected, they take the job anyway without countering. Why? Because they don't want to seem greedy. They didn't want to sound ungrateful. I just have to ask, greedy to who? Ungrateful to who? I hope this helps somebody. If you ask the hiring manager for more money, the money is not coming out of that person's pockets. Who cares if they think you're being greedy? It's not their money to begin with. Sometimes we choose not to assert ourselves because it feels a little bit uncomfortable. But if I can offer just a new perspective for you, give yourself grace. Look at where you are now in the process and be proud of yourself. You prepared diligently for this interview. You answered challenging questions with ease. You've proven yourself, and now you, of all people interviewed, were offered the job. Don't make it that far only to start doubting yourself. Give yourself grace. Give yourself permission to be assertive. Ask the question. And second, you have the people who mistake you're being assertive with you being rude. And this could be something so small you can't even believe it's being brought to your attention. Or it could be something so big that it makes you question your own behavior, like, did I do that? Am I a bitch? The answer is no. You didn't do shit. And I wish that 25-year-old Shayna realized this a little earlier. Because I know myself so much now, I know I am not a mean person. I'm not mean-spirited. I don't lead with an iron fist. I like to think things through, write things down, talk shit out. So now 33-year-old Shayna knows that when someone is mistaking my assertiveness for rudeness, I don't accept that. It's not true. So I have another work story, different than the one I talked about last week, or different than the job I talked about last week. This was a job that I just overall was not the right fit for. Pretty much everything I did, my staff found a problem with it. It was toxic and I should have quit sooner because I didn't need that shit. But one day I was called into my boss's boss office and he wanted to talk to me about the way I spoke to one of my employees. And they went to HR and me, like the whole nine. And they said that it was the way that I talked to them. And I didn't know about this until I was sitting in his office. And basically I was sitting there like, well, yeah, I did say that, but it really wasn't as dramatic as we're making it seem. And he tells me that he believes that it was. I ask him, what about me have you observed that makes you agree with this? And he said, well, look at the way you're sitting. Your legs crossed, you're leaning to the side. You seem cold. You guys, like, I thought he was joking. Yes, my leg was crossed. Yes, I was leaning on one side. I was sitting in a chair. There are only so many ways you can sit. So long story short, that's the day I made up in my mind. Y'all are some fucking haters. I am not some evil bitch. I'm assertive when I need to be. I'm gentle when I need to be. As a leader, I lead with my own style. Maybe I'm not intimidating. You're intimidated. All right, guys, that'll do it for this week's episode of Confessions of a Single Dog Mom. Thank you, as always, for listening, and I will see you next week. Bye!